Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Tomorrow, the Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow at 9 on this show. And then we will head to the Cape for our second Cape Cod roadshow of the fourth roadshow season. Tomorrow night, we will be at the Sea Dog in South Yarmouth for pregame. Mm. And the food looks great there. I saw a stuffed quahog on the menu. And you know me, I'm like Roger Berkowitz, Shime. Mm-hmm. More clams. So, pregame with us.
Not enough clams.
There's not enough effing clams. Never. There's never enough effing clams.
Massive menu, though, and very, very cute logo. Yeah. Very cute okay, logo. Great. I bet their merch is going to be phenomenal. Yeah.
And then Friday, it's the road show at the Beachcomber. And we will see you there from 6 to 10.
We love all of our destinations.
Yes.
They're like children. The single most questioned as to the timing and part of the trip is the Beachcomber. Whenever we do this, the people that ask me, when are you going?
Oh,
95% yeah. of the questions are, when are you going to be at the Beachcomber?
Yeah. Well, when like picking apart road shows and determining which element of each is the best, I would argue that there's no better view than you get at the Beachcomber, like looking out over that bluff.
Amazing.
Onto Marconi Beach yeah. is beautiful. And then when you're driving there in the morning and the sun is coming up and it's hopefully a reasonably beautiful right. morning, there's nothing better than that.
It's a great location.
It's an awesome location. Yeah. There may be a question about that location when we play Truth or Fraudulent, the Cape Cod edition on Friday's Roadshow. So, you know what? Speaking of weather, let's open up the window world of Boston, Chris Curtis weather window. Curtis?
So, we'll get right to Wellfleet, okay? Tomorrow, perfect. 75, sunny, Greg, sunscreen, UV of 10. Mm. Friday, looking like, let's see, at 6 a.m. when we get on the air, making sure that Ken does things accurately, it's going to be 61 degrees, partly cloudy, no rain whatsoever.
Excellent.
Going to be up approaching the mid-60s by the end of the broadcast at the Pearl at 2 o'clock for your foundational event with the Raw Bar, Rockin' Raw Bar.
Yeah.
Yes. Finally got it right. will be 67 degrees and partly cloudy.
And we are doing, I think, our first ever Greg Hill Foundation Cape Cod specific event, which Curtis is talking about, Rock and Raw at the Pearl in Wellfleet. And as of yesterday afternoon, thanks to you incredibly generous, wonderful people, there were only 20 tickets left. So if you would like to join us, we will be there with a great band and happy hour and an open raw bar from 2 until 5 after the road show at the Pearl in Wellfleet, and that is on Friday afternoon. All right, couple leads left. Maybe Wellfleet will name a street after you. Wiggy.
All right. I'll take that.
I mean, you got the key to the city in Newport.
Right.
Now every single street in Indiana is named after a Pacer.
Right.
So that was Courtney's lead. Maybe we'll get a street for you while we are in Wellfleet.
I'd love to have it.
But your lead this morning.
All right. So my lead this morning is this. So I want all the fans out there that are always complaining about NFL players holding out. They shouldn't do it. All this other nonsense. When you start to look, because we've seen a couple guys, whether it's Trey Hendrickson with the Bengals, T.J. Watt is doing it in Pittsburgh. I think, believe Terry McLaurin in Washington wanting new money because they know the NFL is short. The Cincinnati Bengals, talk about a horrific team when it comes to taking care of their players, valued at $5.2 billion. Now, I don't know how true this is, but they said the revenue in 2023 was $549 million. Their rookie that they drafted, the Shamar Stewart kid, everybody's been kind of coming down on him because he's holding out. He's holding out because the Cincinnati Bengals are trying to do something, set a new precedent with rookie contracts and basically saying, we have the ability to void guaranteed money in the future if something happens. And I say good for the kid for holding out.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, word it like you did for the kid you drafted last year and the year before that. Don't do that. Trey Hendrickson, 30 years old, 17 and a half sacks last year and the year before. Myles Garrett, AFC North competitor, 4-year extension, $160 million, $123 in guaranteed. This is why I think the Patriots should be going after Trey Hendrickson. They do not want to pay this guy money, so he has to hold out. It just goes to show you how these people, I understand they're always like, oh, NFL players, they shouldn't hold out. But when you see how these organizations operate, and when you're a player and you know, guess what? When it's all said and done and you get hurt or your career's over, the franchise is still going to be worth the billions and billions of dollars off the blood, sweat, and tears that it built on your back. Mm. So if you have an opportunity to capitalize, then you need to take advantage of it. And if you're the young kid who people are calling out in Cincinnati, look at what they're trying to do to him. Void future guaranteed money. And unless you do something stupid off the field, like, why would you even write that into the contract where you're trying when you've never done it before?
Right.
So it just.
And you believe this to be okay because the NFL, the owners, can, without any real reason, can just cut you. And so they don't live up to their end of the bargain. Players should not have to either in that league specifically.
I remember we always have the great Ty Law in here. And when the franchise came to him and said, you know what? You're probably not worth the $12 million that we want you, that your contract says you should be paid this year. We want you to take a pay cut. So, yeah, I don't, and that's why, but the
and just quickly, Wiggs, like, not to say I don't want to speak ill of the dead, and I'm not. I wouldn't mock addiction, obviously, but the owner of the Colts gets $400 million in shared national TV money every year before they sell a ticket, a shirt, a parking spot. And that is without any issues being nothing you do off the field or away from the office impacts your earning power. He certainly had many instances where he did not behave in ways that would be appreciated or accepted if he were a player, yet that money is fully guaranteed. And he, in the same breath, can cut a player for no reason and not give him the full contract that they signed. So yeah. If you're a player and you do a favor for an owner, you are a moron.
Yeah.
I think I saw, I don't know if we will have time to get to it during they said it because we got a lot, but I think I saw Joe Burrow yesterday calling, like legit calling his ownership out on not paying guys.
So. Yeah, and it's, you got to, you know, it's not like the NBA or some of these other sports. Like Jason Tatum signed that $319 million deal. He gets hurt. Let's say he comes back and he's never the same guy or he never plays again. He gets all that money.
Yeah.
Doesn't work like that in the league. And especially for the young kid who a lot of people, why are you all of a sudden trying to change this precedent or trying to have a new precedent of the rookie contracts all of a sudden?
What about this? A 978 texter on the Subaru of New England text line says you can hold out but without hurting your team, show up to practice and work on your contract or ask to be traded.
Yeah, he's there. The rookie's there. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think maybe Trey Hendrickson. Like, the new rule now is, what do they call it? They call it the hold-in, where you're there, you're doing everything. Yeah. And I think
they call that the Judon.
Yeah. I think most of those guys are doing it.
But why don't fans say, yeah, the player will get on the field when you pay him his value? Like, it's the way in which the ownership use the media in all markets to pressure their players by their fans is really beneath, I think, most of them. Like, the player has a 3-year career on average, Wiggs, right?
Yep.
So if you had 3 years to maximize your earning potential, you would do everything you could to ensure you were paid at the top of your market before you risked an injury.
Because you know why? Fans can relate to the millionaire professional athletes, and they go, wait a second, if I was making $25 million, I wouldn't do that.
I'd do it for free.
Right, but they can't relate, which is weird, to the billionaire owner who's saying, well, we're not trying to give him that money.
Yeah.
When they look much more like the owner than the player.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it, brother.
I'm aware that this is probably an old head near boomer lead, but I'm gonna go ahead and do it anyway. I saw a headline yesterday which read, college students spiraling during finals due to ChatGPT outage. Apparently, ChatGPT went down. If you're watching this show on Twitch or on YouTube, you can see one of the students who are – they must have finals late. It seemed like it was late, but there must be some schools that are still having finals. And this individual says, I don't know if ChatGPT is down or my brain, because how am I supposed to study for my finals? There was one student in the article that I read who said, who's going to teach me what I need to know? Well, my thought on this was, aren't you supposed to learn it in the class that you attended from the professor who was there to teach you everything? Or are you supposed to just at the finals, just go to ChatGPT and have them write your paper for you? Is this a problem for our society, Curtis?
Oh,
what are we doing?
I agree with you that it is becoming a problem. But because I don't have ChatGPT because I don't want to become too reliant on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same way that when I was in college, the difference between me and you is I had a computer and a laptop to use Google, and you didn't when you were in school.
Right,
now
right.
This is the
nobody
new
nobody Googles anything anymore.
Right.
I Bing it.
Also, I was talking yesterday. I presented a Chick-fil-A Community Hero Award in Carver, Massachusetts.
Was Shime there?
No. Beautiful, beautiful town, though. And I was talking to a dude who is in the electric industry. And he was telling me that there is a massive drain on electricity from AI. So much so that they are building power plants or trying to build power plants left and right in this country.
Wait, is that going to cause global warming?
All you hear is, please get rid of your gasoline-powered automobile engine. You don't hear anything about stop relying on artificial intelligence and try utilizing some human intelligence.
Don't they still have spark notes like they did when I was in college?
Here we go. Go ahead. Justify it for me. Justify a computer, a robot, writing your whole entire paper for you as opposed to you learning what you need to learn.
That's not what I said at all. I asked if they still have Spark Notes, which is the easy way to quickly know what a book was about, and then you write your report on it.
Yeah, but then
you didn't read the book.
Right.
So?
But we all used it. Teachers, if you were getting tested on a book, Shime, teachers would go to Spark Notes, see what the questions that they had or the summary had, and then they'd find ways around it and ask questions that are not in the Spark Notes. ChatGPT is so much harder to control if you're a teacher.
So what is ChatGPT do for you?
You literally ask ChatGPT. It's an app.
Yep.
You ask it a question, any question in the world, and it will give you the answer.
Okay, what can we do, Butler? Let's do it right now.
Or it's like if you're in a meeting. I know some people that will go into meetings and they'll have their ChatGPT open. It will record the meeting audio, and then it will do all of your notes for you after.
Oh, so that's pretty cool.
People use it to do everything.
Yeah.
People use it to send an email memo. People use it to write radio copy. And then the salesperson has no idea what the copy is for their client that they represent.
That's why I always screw up copy, because it never makes sense. That's why I haven't downloaded it, because I like my haters too much. I'd be too powerful if I had ChatGPT.
But I think it's
because,
like,
I'd never screw up.
But, and I think it's a little bit of Greg, you know, old man from a different era.
I mean, here's there's a text that says, where is it? It's an attack at me personally, which basically says, a guy who didn't graduate from high school is giving advice. Oh, here it is. 603 text from New Hampshire. High school dropout.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Reading students the Riot Act on education is gold. Yeah, no, I'm aware of that. I didn't graduate.
I mean, any advantage you could.
You're listening to a dropout there, Einstein.
I think it's like cool for kids. Any advantage that you can get to help you, you know, whether it's writing papers or getting answers to
the new Google.
Yeah, because when he was in school, he had to go find an encyclopedia.
Right, correct.
He had to go to a library. But guess what? We live in a world nowadays where we can do things that maybe our parents couldn't do.
No. It's not you doing something. It's a artificial intelligence doing it for you.
Oh, yeah, or we can rely on things to help us.
No.
Greg, I mean, ChatGPT is not taking the test for them. They have to go in and still take a test for a final.
But they didn't have to go to, I'm assuming they didn't go to any class because they know the material themselves. So, therefore.
They still have to learn the material, right? ChatGPT can't just insert it into their brain.
No, but ChatGPT is probably creating a study guide for them. That's probably what they're using it for.
Yeah, that's just a tool.
If I were to give a TED Talk.
I'm just doing devil's advocate on both sides. Like, to Greg's point, back in the day, you had to create your own study guide.
But also,
so you were learning it
better. Guess what? Back in the day, you had to crank up your car.
Yeah.
So do we still want to do that?
What in the world?
What does that mean, crank up your car?
Like, you had to, like, it. You know, you had to, like,
in
you
the
know.
Front of the car, they had a crank. That's how you would start.
Yeah. Right.
Like the window?
Yes.
No, like,
yeah,
because
I remember when the window you had to crank.
No, the engine. Like, you know, you ever see somebody ride it? You ever see a dirt bike or how they start a dirt bike where they do like a kickstart?
Oh, yeah.
But it was on like the front of the car. He had to, like, you know.
Oh.
Here's what I would say
to
everybody.
You still want cars like that?
No.
All right.
Free advice. Be your own person. Don't use it. And you will have a far easier life finding success. Mm. When everybody is using AI, there has never been a bigger thirst for original, honest, and unique conversation. So do that. As I was at one of the Montessori lunches where I'm the dumbest person there by a wide margin, and there was a guy that got his PhD in AI in 2004 at Stanford, and he's like 20 years ahead of the curve, and he said, you know what? People say teachers are going to be obsolete. He said, we have never needed thinkers, logic and reason more than we do now, because the computer can do many things. It cannot do that. And that's why I think it's a good time, actually, if you want to stand out. It's never been easier.
And when you rely on these technology platforms for everything and they go down, like ChatGPT did yesterday, you're SOL. Like, you can't function as a human being.
Then should we just, like, not rely on email and stuff, too? Like, all of that is on
that
computers
is a horrible
and online.
Analogy.
No, it's the same thing. You're utilizing a tool that's available to you via a computer or technology. That's
There's
all it is.
There's always going to be an alternate way for me to communicate
Take
with
advantage
someone.
Of that. You know, take advantage. No, the great thing about, you know, I don't use it clearly because you could tell by the way I can't spell to save my life. But great that they invented a thing on
spell check. Yeah.
Before you had to find a dictionary and be like, all right. Yeah. You know, so.
Or you had to know how to spell the word.
Yeah. Well, if you didn't know how to spell the word, it was like, all right, where's the closest dictionary? I'm with Shyam. I like the fact that you can utilize these things to help you out. Can a ChatGPT actually write you a paper?
Can you ask?
Yeah, but that's technically plagiarism. You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, I have an idea. I have an idea.
Yes.
When Kostos joins us at 8:30.
Yes.
Can we have ChatGPT take on Kostos and Shyam for the U.S. Open?
Yes. Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. Let's do that.
Done.
This, real quick, this is Jimmy from Foxborough, who is a high school teacher. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Yeah, so what kids do, actually, a lot of teachers will let kids take tests on computers now. And what kids will do is they'll go on ChatGPT and they'll actually type in the question from the test and get the answer and then put in the answer.
Yep.
That's what kids will do.
Right,
so, yes, it is allowing them to cheat. They don't have to study. And, yeah, they do write full papers and pass it in. But, you know, there's a lot of safeguards to that, and teachers know now, like, what to look for. And you also know you've seen a kid's writing before, so you know when they start putting words in their papers that they've never used before and never know what it means. So you're like, yeah, you didn't write this. No. So, yeah, they are using it for tests. There are some teachers that do give tests on computers. Kids will open ChatGPT, put in the question, get the answer, and they get hundreds on tests.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it is. It makes you suspicious if somebody is writing a science paper and they include something in it, phrasing-wise, that they clearly don't understand.
From a brain-eating amoeba.
Mm. Right.
I was wondering where that was going.
That's okay.
New way to cheat.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we used to have to write stuff down.
That would be hard, though. ChatGPT doesn't speak to you, so I wouldn't really.
Botulism?
I mean, we used to write stuff down on papers, Courtney, and put them underneath our legs or try to slide them up underneath our paper.
We used to do it in the calculator. Yeah. We'd try to write notes in the calculator.
Oh, we're loaded up with stuff, but real quick, somebody suggested a weekly bit, end of the week, called What Is She Talking About? Where we analyze various statements that you've made during the week and see if the winner knows what you are actually meant to be talking about.
I love it. Bimia, like it? Africa.
Yeah. Maybe we could introduce that at the roadshow.
Do you speak
Friday.
Courtney?
Yeah.
Courtneyisms.
Right. Speaking Courtneyisms. Yeah. All right. My favorite thing
is no matter the topic, we can always end on Courtney mispronouncing words.
Like, it's unbelievable, right?
It really is. It's Greg's greatest skill.
Oh, you're like most people, Courtney.
Yes.
Yeah, most people mispronounce.
And it's always the people in Twitch that I meet them in person and they can't form a sentence.
Copacetic.
So. Yeah.
All right. Here is Courtney to form several sentences on what is trending this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox win, beating the Rays 3-1 at Fenway. And the big news, in front of his family, Roman Anthony got his first major league hit, driving in runners on second and third to give the Sox a 2-0 lead. Trevor Story also hit a bomb to go give the Sox three.
You know, pretty good month so far for Trevor Story.
Yeah.
We can talk to Lou about this.
Oh, he's been good.
9 games in June, hitting well over 300. So maybe there's a turnaround there.
Yeah, if you get those bats going and you got Duran's going, Devers is going, you start, you know, Anthony gets going, you get some of those guys going, like, consistently, you can definitely make a run for the wild card.
Last one with the Rays tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Walker Buehler taking the mound. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Tip is at 8:30 in Indiana. The Pacers and Thunder are tied at 1 apiece. And the U.S. Open is set to tee off tomorrow at Oakmont right outside of Pittsburgh. And Scottie Scheffler is the favorite to win at +270. The first tee time of the day is 6:45. Rory McIlroy set to tee off very early at 7:40 a.m. You won't see Scheffler till the afternoon. He's at 125. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families here in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That is what's trending.
They said it.
They said it.
It's called.
Yep, is up next.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.